every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. And I've been upsetting people's apple carts here over the last few days, and it's not going to be any exception today. We've been teaching from the book of 1 John chapter 4 that we have known and believed the love of God, verse 16. And we've been talking about how the fact that God is love and that you need to get to the place that you believe the love of God. But I'm dealing with some things that challenge people's thinking. And in particular, I'm dealing with the fact that if God is a God of love and that He is a good God, then why is all the suffering in the earth? And I exposed yesterday that part of this comes from a wrong teaching about the sovereignty of God. I believe that God is sovereign in the fact that, like the Webster's Dictionary definition, that He is highest, He is best. But if you're saying that He is in control of what happens every day in the lives of people, you are wrong. And I can prove that by you, because you know there's been times you've been prompted to do the right thing and you did the wrong thing, just like me. I'm not condemning you. I've done the exact same thing. I've had God tell me to do something and I didn't do it. And if you're a Christian and God is not in control of you, that demonstrates God's not even really in control of His own people. And again, let me just say this. If God was really in control of everything and everything that happened, the Bible would have been a pretty short book, or it would have been a non-existent book. Because if the only people that are going to get saved are the people God said are going to get saved, why write anything down? If only thing that's going to happen is what God wants, then why do we have to give people instruction? Right? You're just going to do it anyway. Right? You're going to do the right thing anyway. Why is it that Paul has to get in Corinthians and say, hey, that's wrong. You need to straighten this out. Because not everything that happens in the earth is the will of God. And I'm going to spend the large majority of this week proving that to you. But again, I want to go back to the very, very simple question. Well, where does all these hurts come from in the earth if God is a good God and God is love? Well, again, it's not that God is in control, because God isn't in control. Because after God created the earth, God yielded control to man. Okay? Again, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Now listen, it says, let every doctrine be established by two or three scriptures. Brothers, sisters, I'm going to load you up with scripture. So you just need to pay attention. Now, if you've missed any part of this, you need to go to KurtOwen.com and listen to us. Also, we have a free daily devotional on knowing and believing the love of God that you can sign up for. It's absolutely free. We have partners that support this ministry on a monthly basis, some of them on a daily basis. And they provide us with the opportunity to give you these things absolutely free. Now, here once again, in Genesis chapter 1, it's in verse 26, it says, so then God said, let us make God in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion, and basically over everything. At that point, God gives man dominion over creation. And evidently, this is an absolute dominion, right? Man becomes in charge of what comes on this planet. Now, God is sitting there as a counselor. God desires to do this together as kind of like a family business. But man has dominion. Now, here, let me, let's look at it a little bit of a different way. Go over here in verse 15, this is after God created man. Verse 8 says that He formed the man and put him in the garden. And But in verse 15, it says this. It says, then God took the man, put him in the garden to tend and keep it. Okay? So what is man's job? He's supposed to take care of what's going on here. He's supposed to tend and keep. And guys, this is for all you out there that think that if you're walking by faith, you don't have to have a job. You're just going to trust God. Here's a guy that's working directly with God, and he still has a job. Ladies, let me explain something to you. If some man's told you he's just trusting God, let's go ahead and get married. I'm just trusting God. I don't have a job. Probably not going to get a job. Ladies, you don't need to be looking at a man who doesn't have a job. Okay? The man's supposed to be there to take care of you. Now, this doesn't mean you can't make more money than him, but it also means you're not necessarily taking him to raise. He should have in his heart a desire to take care of you in some form or fashion. Okay? Now, again, I'm not saying that ladies are not completely capable of taking care of themselves. I believe that they are. Honestly, I believe more in the strength of women than most women do. But the thing of it is you still ought to have a man in your life that if you're going to have a man, if you're going to have a husband, that he should love you enough to desire to care for you. Anyway, and listen, don't sit there and tell me you're trusting God and you don't have a job. If Adam had a job, you need to have a job. Now, he put him into tend and keep it. So now think about it. Everything now that happens on the earth is going to be the responsibility of man. What happens in the earth is his responsibility. Now, God wants to be there. He wants to coach him. He wants to work him through stuff. But he wants there to be, man has control. Now, so much so, I want you to see this as it goes on here. In verse 19, it says, or let's go back to verse 18. Man, this is all so good. Let's go to 17. But of the he tells him to tend and keep the garden. He says in verse 16, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it you shall surely die. Now, I'm going to come back to this, but I think it's important to notice here that it was never God's will for man to experience death at all, period. How do we know that? Because he warns him how to avoid it. He tells him that he doesn't have to have this. And this is one of the big problems with the argument that healing passed away with the disciples and passed away with Jesus. Is that healing didn't originate with Jesus and the disciples or the apostles. No, it's always been the Father's will to heal. And I'm gonna prove this out as we go along, but we need to get established from the very, very beginning. God wants good for man. He does not want evil for man. He does not want man to experience death. He doesn't want man to experience sickness and disease. That is not his will. He doesn't want man to experience birth defects and everything that death brings with it. So you can't say this is the will of God that this happened, because what is he telling the man that has dominion? Don't do this, because in the day you do this, this is what's going to happen. Now here again, let me say this. If God is in control, how did the man fall? Well, he wanted him to fall. What? Are you crazy? That is not true. He tells him specifically what to do to avoid the problem. And man is in control. How do we know that? Because man didn't do what God said. He didn't do the will of God. He went completely contrary to what God's instruction was. God is in control. He wasn't even in control of Adam. Adam was in control of his own destiny. Adam made a decision to eat of this. But anyway, I digress. We'll get on here. Now it says this in verse 18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helper comparable to him. Now, there's a lot that could be said about that, but we'll get into that later. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air. Now, notice what happens next. He brought them to Adam to see what he, Adam, would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So much so, notice this, and Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field. Who named all these animals? Adam did. Why did Adam name all these animals? Because he's in control of them. Now, God is helping them, right? He's bringing them by. But the man that has dominion is the one that's doing the naming. Man, this is awesome if you think about the capacity that exists within us, that God created in us. I mean, so much so, like when Jesus came and we were restored. Listen, if you've been having memory issues and all this other stuff, think about this. He had the intellect to be able, when he was a spirit-ruled man, he had the intellect to name every animal that exists. This is the reason in the New Testament it talks about that we now have the mind of Christ, that you're not limited to merely what your brain can provide. You can tap into your brain interacting with your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your spirit, and have that limitless capacity that's in God. Don't ever let anybody tell you can't do that. But who is getting to name the animals? Who has this? It's man. Why is man doing this? Because man has dominion. He has control. God does not show up and say, hey, this is a cow, this is a bull, this is a heron, this is a buzzard. He doesn't do that. Why? Because he has already given man dominion over all of them. It's that simple, folks. The reason that suffering happens in the earth today is because man chooses that. People say, no, man went in suffering. That's not true. You haven't been very few places in the earth. Have you seen the news reports and the suffering that people are inflicting on each other, that parents are inflicting on their children, that people subjugating mankind, and you're trying to tell me that mankind would end suffering? It's not the way it works. Why is that? Because God is not in control. Because when God was in control, there was no suffering. We'll get into this later, but this is one of the reasons the Bible tells us that when we pray, one of the things we could pray is God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why do you have to pray it? Because it's not being done. Stay tuned. We've got some excellent things for you.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore?